Okay, thank you, Sergio, and I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to speak today. And yeah, I did meet Sergio for the first time yesterday when I was walking around the exhibit hall with one of my best friends and found out they went to elementary and high school together. So that was pretty interesting. So today I'd like to talk to you about some research I've conducted in my course on determining the most effective class activities for learning scientific writing. And so just to set the background and context, nearly all jobs in scientific fields require writing, usually technical or scientific writing. And these days, many undergraduate students are engaged in research, and they are expected to write a senior thesis or an honors thesis or present a poster. But most of these students have been given little training in writing beyond English Composition 101. And very few of them have training in scientific writing. And many of these undergraduates that are involved in research will go on to graduate school, and there they'll be required to write a thesis or a dissertation in research articles. From the faculty point of view, most of us usually expect graduate students or even our undergraduates to be able to learn how to write a scientific manuscript just by reading published papers and then copying what they see. But this doesn't work very well most of the time. It only works well for a few rare students who pick up on the subtleties of what's happening. And I've heard, when I was a graduate student and in my current institution, I've heard of students who have become paralyzed and stuck in this process and actually did not finish their thesis and dropped out. So for these reasons, most students will benefit from some formal training in scientific writing. And so this is how I designed my course, Scientific Writing and Communication, to fulfill these needs that our students have. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the course. The target audience for this course, and this is a combined undergraduate-graduate course, in the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture. It's cross-listed with Agronomy and Horticulture also. The target audience are senior undergraduates who are majoring in plant biology or the research option of horticulture major. Both of these majors require their students to do a research project, and so this course is a mechanism for them to write that project up as a senior or honors thesis. And because there are not very many of those seniors every year, I also open the course to graduate students, and most of them that take the course are working on a chapter of their thesis or dissertation, or they're working on an article. So over the 2 years that I've had the course, I've had 8 undergraduates, 14 graduate students, an equal number of males and females, and quite a few different majors, both from in my department and without, from outside of my department also. The course is broken down into basically 3 parts. In the first part, students learn to read and critically evaluate scientific literature in plant biology. And this takes about 3 or 4 weeks that we spend on that. Then the bulk of the course is in the second part, where students write a research paper based on their own original research. And during each section of writing, they also peer review the research papers of their fellow students. They get edits from their fellow students and also from myself. And then they revise the section and add the next section. And then after the paper is finished, students prepare and present their research in a poster format. That's also peer-reviewed. So here are some of the students from last year peer-reviewing drafts of their research poster. So I have this class schedule, and you know, this was a new course that I developed. So as the instructor, I need to know if I've done it right. You know, I need to know how to most efficiently and effectively use the 15 weeks that I have, and I need to know if students are learning in the course. And so I conducted some research the past 2 years as I was teaching the course, and I'd like to address these 3 research questions today. First, did student knowledge of scientific writing and writing skill improve during the course? Secondly, what was the most effective activity for student learning? And the third one is, did student confidence in scientific writing increase after taking the course? So the way I conducted this research, I did the students took a knowledge quiz on scientific writing principles on the first day of the course. They then took the same quiz at the end of the course, so I could measure a change in knowledge. We also had a first day survey on initial experience, goals, and attitudes, and then a final survey about attitudes about learning, confidence, and effectiveness of class activities. And then I could also quantify the frequency of common writing errors in the first draft and compare that to the final versions and see how the writing had improved. So here are some results from the final general survey. I don't have time to go through this entire table, but this basically tells me that most of what I'm doing is considered to be working pretty well by the students. For example, the instructor reviews edits of my drafts were helpful. After this course, my knowledge in scientific writing has improved. So all of the students either agreed or strongly agreed. And then the pace of the course was not too fast or too slow. So this is just kind of a general survey. I'd like to spend a little bit more time on the research questions. So the first one, did student knowledge of scientific writing and writing skill improve during the course? So I used a survey to partially address this question. And for example, I asked, after this class, rate your improvement in scientific writing ability, clear and logical presentation, and so forth. And so good and great were selected by the majority of the students for most of these writing skills. The one that only received moderate improvement, I put in here as a check, asking about language, grammar, and word use, because we didn't have any specific lessons on that topic. And so this is about what I expected. The students only rated that as a moderate improvement because we didn't have lessons on that. So this is telling me that knowledge is improving. I also have the quiz scores from the first day and the second day, and you can see that there's an increase in the pretest and the post-test. It's a significant increase of 36% in scientific writing knowledge combined in the 2 years. And the common error frequency, this is data from 2014, the light green bars are the first draft and the dark green bars are the final version, and you can see that the frequency of common errors for most of these categories decreased, and here are the aggregate statistics. This is a significant decrease. So I feel like the writing skills are improving as well. So for research question two, what was the most effective activity for student learning in the course? The way I determined this was I had students rank these different activities. So there are 12 different activities here that we did during the 15 weeks of the course. And so for both 2014 and 15, writing my drafts and revising my drafts using the peer and instructor comments were ranked the first and second most effective. The least effective were links and extra articles on Blackboard, reverse outlining, and such. So those two were ranked the most effective in the combined results as well. One thing that I found interesting here was that when I break the students out by undergraduates and graduates, in the middle range, they ranked the activities a bit differently. So for example, the undergraduates ranked reviewing and editing my peers' work more highly than the graduate students did. And the graduate students ranked searching for and reading papers to cite more highly than the undergraduates did. And I think this reflects a difference in experience level in these two groups of students. So the graduate students had read a lot more papers than the undergraduates had, so they were more used to doing that. So research question 3, did student confidence in scientific writing increase after taking the course? So we see here, this is a change in frequency in these different categories from not at all to quite and very confident. So for example, how confident are you in your ability to read and analyze a scientific paper right now? So on the first day of the course, most of the students were answering somewhat or moderately, and at the end of the course, they were answering quite or very confident. So this increased for all of these categories, reading and analyzing, finding and citing literature, and writing the paper. Okay, so I went a lot faster than I did practicing this. Hopefully you have some questions. Conclusions. Student knowledge and skill in scientific writing both improved after taking the course, so I'm very happy about that. Writing my drafts and revising my drafts were ranked as the most effective activities in both years. So to me, this feedback suggests that a full semester course that contains multiple drafts, peer review, and revision is probably going to be more effective than a workshop or a short course that does not include these activities of revising and peer editing. Student confidence in the ability to write scientific manuscripts increased after taking the course. So I feel like this improvement could lead to increased success for undergraduates as they move on to the next step, whatever that would be, graduate school or work. And this should also increase graduate student retention and graduation rates, as they'll be able to more quickly write their thesis or dissertation. So I'd just like to acknowledge my students for their hard work in the class and their excellent feedback that allowed me to collect this data. To Dr. Don Lee and the Plant Biology Steering Committee for providing the opportunity to create the course. And Drs. Jordan Solis and Jody Kellis and my colleagues in the peer review of teaching program, which helped me design this research project of the scholarship of teaching. Okay, thank you very much.
We have time for some questions.
Oh, sorry. You're
first.
There was a lot of in-class work. So some days for each section of the paper, so we had the introduction, materials and methods, results, discussion, abstract. For each of those, I had in-class writing time where I would be there to answer questions. And for each of those, we had in-class going over the peer review. So there was a lot of activities during the class time. Probably only one-third of it was me standing up and talking. So most of it was active. Yeah.
You mentioned a knowledge quiz on science writing that you gave to the post-test.
Yes.
Was this something you formally did, or was this something that's readily available?
Most of the questions I pulled out of the basically using the textbook for the course, which is the same name as the course, Scientific Writing and Communication by Angelica Hoffman. So most of the questions I modified from lessons in the textbook, and then some of them I wrote on style-type editing questions. But yeah, I can share it with you if you'd like.
Yeah, I think you're really interested.
Okay, sure.
All right.
All right, thank you.